There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, more about this raid on a maraschino cherry manufacturer in New York. This story from nypost.com, where the boss, the owner, Arthur Mandela, age 57, stood by and nervously watched as government goons were spending hours searching his facility, ostensibly on the claim that he might be dumping waste. But the real reason was because the DEA had been given a tip suggesting that there was actually a marijuana grow operation. And the man who owned the factory ended up killing himself. We'll continue with what happened in that story. By the way, with you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Let's go all the way over to Cameroon, Africa, where Akko is on the line. Akko, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ian. Happy to be on the show.
Good to have you back here. I appreciate the effort that you put into calling Free Talk Live. It's fairly unusual because you actually have to travel 40 kilometers and then buy internet access and borrow a laptop from a friend in order to even be able to talk to us. So thank you for that, and go ahead with what you wanted to share.
Yes, I came to Bamenda to check on my passport, but unfortunately it wasn't available. They gave me another 2 weeks or a month to see where. So I just said that I should pass by and say hi. And this issue of satellite is also a big problem to me here in Cameroon. You know, Liberty Radio Nero has been off the satellite for close to 2 weeks now.
Yep.
We have been having problems. People cannot get access to it. Even I here, I don't listen to the programs anymore. And we just want to get it back on the satellite as very fast as possible.
Yeah, so do I, and I'm frustrated by it, but honestly, you know, the situation is partially of my doing, because what had happened, for listeners who don't know, Free Talk Live is on the Liberty Radio Network. It's an internet-based network which features a variety of different shows. Daryl, you've got a few different shows, a couple different ones that are on there. There's dozens of Liberty-oriented podcasts and live shows, and it's available 24/7 online, of course, at LRN.FM, but not everyone in the world, in fact, the majority of the world does not have internet access. There's a 4 billion people in the world that don't have access to the internet. But satellite does go where those people live. And the thing is, with satellite, with what is called free-to-air satellite, it's free to receive, meaning that you can purchase a receiver and a dish at very low cost. I mean, it's not a low cost for people in Cameroon, but still, it's not like you have to pay a monthly fee. That's the idea behind free-to-air, is it's a free channel that the end user, as long as you've got the equipment to receive it, you can decode it for free and listen or watch. There's television stations like RT or Al Jazeera or Press TV. They're also available on these free-to-air satellites. And so it's free to the listener, but it's not free to the broadcaster. I still have to pay for the airtime, and it costs thousands of dollars per year to be on in the United States and in Canada and Mexico. And so we've got North America and Central America, and we've been on since 2010, actually, doing satellite broadcasting on LRN.FM. And then in 2012, the company that puts our signal on the satellite over North and Central America contacted me and said, hey, we've got a new satellite, because they're always trying to, you know, pitch me on other satellites and get more money out of me, right?
Sure.
So they've got, which I don't have a whole lot of money to spend on this kind of thing, but it's something that I think is important. It's something I wanted to do in the United States, and eventually I did want to expand out to the rest of the world. So the guy, you know, my salesman from the satellite company calls me up and says, hey, we've got this satellite, Amos 5, over Africa, and we'd like to give you a channel on there for 2 months as a test, you know, just to kind of, you know, test the waters, give you a little freebie, you know, first one's free, that kind of thing. And so they put us up, and that was great. And I'm not going to say no, right? Sure, yeah, put us up there. I'd love to have people listening. And I always kind of dreamed about, you know, the idea of people that, like Akko, hearing the ideas of freedom and, you know, taking them in and really considering them. I thought that was a cool concept. And sure enough, Akko found us. It wasn't within that two-month time frame, because what happened was, this was 2012, what happened was they kept us on, and they never said anything about it. Like, I kept checking. There's a website called Lingsat, L-Y-N-G-S-A-T, where people all around the world listen to these free-to-air satellite, or they watch these free-to-air satellite stations, and they sort of catalog them all. And so there's, like, a big channel listing there. And I kept going back to that. I kept seeing that Liberty Radio Network was there, and, like, the date would keep being up. Updated where someone was actually checking it within the last few months. And so I'm not going to call the satellite company and say, hey, you kept us on. How much could I pay you for this? You know, because I don't have a whole bunch of money to spend on this. So if they're going to give me satellite coverage over Africa for free, and it's a fairly large swath of sort of east, west, central Africa, basically from one coast to the other, that receives this signal, if they're going to put me on there for free, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. So I kept my mouth shut for 2 years and three, almost 3 years. It's now 2015. It's now 2015, and I think they started us in April of 2012. So, you know, it was a nice free ride. It really was.
And thanks to that, we have a whole big community here for the Liberty Radio Network.
Yeah, and so now, you know, they finally pulled us off the air, and Akko contacts me on Facebook or Skype or whatever, and he says, hey, you know, you're off the air. And I said, well, can you check with somebody else and double check, you know, make sure, and you did, and, you know, yep, we're definitely off. So first thing I did was I called the tech department at the satellite providers. I didn't want to call my sales guy, because if I could talk to the tech guy and be like, hey, is a bunch of channels off, or is it just my channel? And he said, no, there was an order to pull your channel on the 18th of February. So then I called the sales guy and I said, hey, I want to thank you for giving us the bonus. And he actually he claims he totally forgot to pull the channel. But I said I thought it might be that the fact this was a new satellite, if you've got this new satellite up there, there's already other satellites with other channels on them. So the challenge is to get channels to come on the satellite.
Right.
So, you know, you want to sell channels to people, but who's going to buy a satellite with no channels on it?
Right.
So it's not really worth anything unless there's other channels there. So I said this to the sales guy. I said, hey, you know, I thought it was either you forgot about it or that you kept us there. That way the satellite was populated with some channels. That way you could actually sell some channels on the satellite. And he did sort of admit that, you know, that might be possible, but he claimed that he had forgotten about it. So anyway, it's not doing you any good, Akko, because you've had no LRN.FM for now 2 weeks, or going on 2 weeks, and it's not something where, unfortunately, I can just, you know, flip a switch and make it come back on. I'm probably going to have to do some fundraising for this. And it's interesting that it happened to happen now, because I've been putting off, basically, and sort of slowly tweaking this satellite fundraiser for getting on a different satellite. And I'm going to change that now and make it to get back on in Africa. But I did make an offer to the company, a lowball offer, to where I was like, look, if you take this offer, I'll come on today. You know, I'll buy a year's worth in advance right now. And they said no to that offer. You know, they want to get more than that. And so what I've been doing over the last week or so is contacting different satellite providers and trying to get some numbers and some quotes, because it always helps to get quotes from different providers.
Right. Are you trying to pay with Bitcoin to any of these?
If I actually find one that has a good price for this, then I will offer that and see if they'll bite on that. But, you know, so basically we're going to have to raise some money to do it. So, Akko, it's not going to happen tomorrow.
And Ian, if you are checking the satellite, please, you should contact me so that I should know whether, is it a satellite that is popular with people here? Can we easily turn our antennas to it? Can we look for technicians and tune our antennas to the new satellite? So it should be something that we should find out here.
No, I agree, and I will certainly keep you. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you're my man on the ground there in Cameroon, and I will definitely keep you in the loop as to what the developments are. It's something that I want to do. I know you've said that you hope that I can keep this particular satellite, and I agree. You know, it's convenient the way these things work. You generally fix your satellite at one, or your dish rather, at one satellite, and moving the dish is difficult.
Yeah. Yes, the thing is that many listeners have tuned in their antennas to that particular position, right. And that particular satellite is home to many local TV channels here. Where
that's good. See, I didn't know that. When I look at the when I've looked at the list, it looks like just a bunch of religious channels for the most part. So it's good to know that that's happening there. Hey, Akko, thanks for the call. We'll definitely keep in touch. And sorry for the inconvenience, but that's really all I can do. I mean, I was basically running on a free ride for 3 years, and can you blame me? 855 453, more coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Okay, guys, when it comes to shaving, you gotta check out Harry's.com. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades are half the price of drugstore brands. Harry's starter set with a razor, three blades, and shave cream is just $15 with free shipping. With promo code 5858, you get $5 off your first order. After using code 5858 at checkout, you can get an entire month's worth of shaving for just $10. That's Harry's.com, code 5858.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extendulite with Extendovite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we share with you. They're all free. You can actually create the content there on the front page of the website. So whatever it is you want to share with our listeners, and they can vote on them, you just submit it. You submit a news article or a blog post or a YouTube video, whatever you think's interesting, outrageous, fun, exciting, whatever you think our listeners will appreciate. You submit it to freetalklive.com via our Reddit-based system. And then at that point, it appears on basically the front page of the website. You can then vote it up or vote up others' submissions, and others can vote on yours. Vote it up or down, whether you like or dislike. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Also free, a pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica. This is great coffee, and it's competitively priced with other high-end coffees. Your first pound's free. You just pay the shipping cost over at coffee.freetalklive.com. And when you buy your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, and it's easy. Once you get your first pound, you're on the auto ship program, and you can actually adjust your shipments. You can adjust how often you get them, what the size is, and, of course, the flavor. And more flavors, by the way, open up once you get your first pound. So coffee.freetalklive.com. But a portion of the profits from each pound go towards microloans with Kiva.org, and that's one of the things that Mark is doing. He's administering those loans, deciding to whom to loan the money and, you know, when and all that. So we've given out multiple loans already, and you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com. So you get great coffee at a great price, and the first pound's free, shipped right to you. Just pay the shipping cost at coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can feel good because a portion of the profits are helping people make a better life for themselves around the world. Now, we were just talking with Akko in Cameroon, who is bummed out because right now the only way he could possibly listen to Free Talk Live is if he has internet access, which in his hometown of Ndop, he does not have internet access. And that is there are a lot of parts of the world that are like this, where they may have electricity sometimes, but they don't have internet. And so they could perhaps watch some television through their satellite dish or listen to LRN.FM through their satellite dish, but not if it's not on the air. And unfortunately, it's not on the air over Africa anymore, our LRN.FM channel, because, well, fact is, I wasn't paying for it. And, I was sort of taking the free ride. The satellite company said they were going to give me 2 months. They ended up giving me almost 3 years for free on this satellite, which I'm grateful for. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I didn't have to pay whatever the total cost would have been. But now I enter into negotiations to where, well, they know I've got an audience now. They know that, you know, we want to be on that satellite. And so they're wanting to charge me as much, basically. Actually, they wanted 50% more than what I'm currently paying for North America and Central America.
Oh, wow.
And that's just, I'm not going to pay 50% more than what I'm paying for North and Central America, especially considering there aren't many English speakers necessarily.
What's the difference in total possible population reach?
There's probably a larger reach over Africa would be my guess, but, you know, how many of them speak English is another question.
Most.
I think they have some understanding.
All African countries? Now, in the West Cameroon, there's a lot of English speakers. But are you saying most people in Africa speak English? I don't know if that's true.
That has been my sort of my understanding based on people that I have known that have moved from Africa.
Okay.
English is basically the trade language. Hmm. So any sort of global business or multinational business, they're transacting for the most part in English.
Well, typically in that area, and Akko said this the other week where he was saying that the main language is French because it was a French colony at one point. So usually goes French, then the whatever, a native African tongue, then English. But, I mean, English is spoken fairly commonly from what it sounds like. Now, if theoretically you were able to purchase the satellite, what's the area that it would cover besides Cameroon? Like, what are
Basically a large swath of Central East West Africa from one coast to the other. So fairly large area, not the entire continent.
Sure, of course.
But, a decent chunk of it. And if you want to see the signal pattern, you can go to sat.lrn.fm, because I actually haven't updated the satellite page to remove it yet, and you can see the signal map and what it looks like there. But what I'll do is I'll put together a fundraiser for this, and you know, we'll shoot for the amount that they're demanding from me, and if I can raise that amount, then I'll go ahead and pay it, and we'll get back on. I don't know what's realistic. I've never done one of these Indiegogo campaigns. That's the way we're going to have to do this. Because I don't have the money in the Free Talk Live amp or something like that to just go and put this on.
Hooray, crowdsourcing.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes, and it's going to take me a little bit of time because I've got to work up a video. And,
sure,
you know,
a well-written pitch goes a long way.
Right.
Decent video helps. And then I realize you don't necessarily have things to give away, but perks generally help as well.
Right. Yeah, the last thing I want to do is spend people's money on product fulfillment and then have to raise even more money that way. So we'll try to figure out some perks that won't necessarily cost a whole lot of money to make happen. And like I said, I was already putting this together for a different satellite fundraiser. And so it's fortunate that the plug got pulled before I started this other fundraiser.
And
it's more important to me to get back on in Africa before raising money for anything else.
Something that I have mentioned to you previously, I realize that you will give a bumper sticker to anybody that sends a self-addressed stamped envelope to you. But if you have one of the perks, be for X amount of dollars, I will send you a bumper sticker. That's something. People like getting something when they donate to a fundraiser.
Yeah. Now, I understand all that. It's just the fulfillment is the issue, right? Because usually you have to pay someone to do that. If you're raising thousands of dollars and you're giving someone a bumper sticker for donating $10 or something like that, and then you have hundreds of people donate $10, somebody's got to put those bumper stickers in envelopes. And that's a time-consuming activity that you then have to likely pay someone for. Because I can tell you, I don't have time to sit down and address 600 or 1,000 envelopes or whatever and then, send those out. So then you'd have to factor in someone actually, receiving a paycheck to be the product fulfillment person for this. And there's just a lot that has to be done. Now, we could also make it to where someone could, give a donation and then require them to send their own self-addressed stamped envelope. Hey, if you really want this sticker, then just send it to us. Of course, that's no different than what you could normally do. But the average person donating to the fundraiser may not be aware of that.
Right. And I've seen different fundraisers before to where they will tell you, this perk costs this much.
Yeah.
And add in $25 for shipping.
Add a couple of different tiers.
It's like, wait a second. Why not just make this $25 more and then I don't have to send you extra money to ship the perk that I want?
Yeah. So something else on this would be that these fulfillment things, again, they're very, very expensive. And so coming up with creative stuff, I like the idea of having different LRN hosts volunteer to, say, allow a fan, for a large donation,
right,
to come and sit in the studio while they're, doing their show. So, if somebody really likes Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence, if Ernie was willing to do this, obviously I'd have to talk to the host and get hosts willing to do something like that. That way, stuff that the person would then have to cover their own airfare, they'd have to cover their own hotel, and they'd have to, take their own steps to make it happen.
Donor party at Porkfest.
That's one that we've talked about as well. So this is going to happen. It's just, unfortunately, I can't get the satellite channel back on tomorrow as much as I would like to. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free to bring up what you'd like. 855-450-FREE, and whether or not you are in the United States or outside, you can always call us on Skype. That'll make you sound great pretty much anywhere in the world, even in a place like Cameroon, where internet access is relatively difficult to attain. And when you do attain it, it is not particularly great as far as its speed. Did a test once with Akko, and he was getting like 600 kilobits per second down, which is not very fast compared to, you know, what we're used to over here. But at least he's gotten it, and he's gotten in touch with us. You can call us anywhere in the world by using Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved. After that, easy to call us from that point forward. TexasBitcoinConference.com, that's the place to be. In about 4 weeks, March 28th and 29th, downtown Austin, Texas, at the Moody Theater, Mark and myself will be there. We were there last year. We were broadcasting live. We'll be broadcasting yet again this year from the Texas Bitcoin Conference, which features all kinds of great speakers, including the economist, world-famous investor, and author George Gilder, as well as Simbala Nair. He's flying in from India, and he's the chief architect of their blockchain technology. Then David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and other speakers. Go and get the full listing over at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon. The first one was really successful, and some cool ideas came out of the first hackathon, so it'll be exciting to see what comes out of this year's. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com and get your tickets. Use code FTL when you do so, and you'll save $25 off the already affordable $150 admission price. Plus, you will be of your admission fee. Another $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity helping homeless folks in Florida. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com. Get signed up. We'll look forward to seeing you there. It's March 28th and 29th, downtown Austin, Texas, at the Moody Theater. TexasBitcoinConference.com. Don't forget code FTL.
Did you confirm whether or not Charlie Shrem is actually going to be there?
I have not confirmed that. No, I'm sorry about that. I mean, that's what they're telling us.
I know what they're saying.
To be in prison. But,
and based on the day that he was convicted and the day that he's supposed to turn himself in,
yeah,
you know, those dates aren't adding up.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't know. You can ask Mark to needle them about this or whatever, but I don't know why he hasn't gotten that information. Did he tell you he would?
No, I have not spoken to Mark about it. I've spoken to you about it.
Ah, okay. Well, talk to Mark about it. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, they say Charlie Shrem will be there. I don't know. Maybe they'll have him on the jail phone. I mean, that would count, right?
Technically, yeah.
He's speaking at the conference. I don't know what that means, in what form he will be speaking.
Ooh, maybe they'll have that little robot thing like they use for Edward Snowden.
Seems
so
unlikely.
So that he can, you know, like, walk around the stage, and all you see is, like, the computer head and the computer moves.
Is that kind of the same in South Park where they have an iPad on the robot that moves around?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
That is a thing. Okay.
Roger Ver was doing that to pass out Bitcoin in New York City.
Because he can't come to the United
wherever
States.
Wherever he was on, you know, like some sort of relay connection.
Liberty Phoenix is in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Liberty Phoenix.
Hey, guys. When I know a lot of us in the chat room, we love when Akko calls.
Oh, cool.
He's probably one of the most popular callers. And when I found out that you guys lost the satellite over there, it really sucks because I love it when Akko is able to call in, and his struggle really inspires a lot of people. And so I'd like to pledge that I will match. I have no clue what the cost would be for you guys to get back on with any satellite out there, but I'd like to pledge to match the first $100 that gets donated to whichever charity, whichever fund you plan on using. So.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate that. And I imagine there will be a lot of people who are going to get behind this because Akko is, you know, he's an interesting character. I mean, you don't get to talk to people like that very often. And it's fascinating to hear his difficulties that he's had just trying to get a passport and the bribes that he's had to pay.
And he's really inspiring, too, because he's got a small community that looks up to him. So when Ellerin is not on the air, they ask him, Akko, what's going on?
Where's the radio station?
What's going on here?
So, well, thanks for that. It's very generous, Phoenix.
Do you know about how much it's going to take for you guys to get back on?
Probably at least $20,000 would be my guess. So... You know.
Holy cow. All right. Yeah. So it's a drop in the bucket, but hey, it's a start. So I'll donate at least 100. So
thanks for that. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I'll see you guys in about 3 days. I'm just finishing up looking up my van right now as we speak.
Oh, you're going to be driving to New Hampshire. I believe you're staying here for a portion of the year and kind of getting your feet wet.
Yeah, I'll be there for about 4 months.
That's exciting.
Yeah, for about 4 months. I'm going to stop in Ohio to see Dio and Ademo from Coplock. We're heading down to the Beaver Creek Walmart where John Crawford was tragically killed.
By police.
And there's going to be a protest there. Yeah. By, you know, individuals who just like to follow orders. You know, from there, I'm going to be heading on up. So there'll probably be a Pork 411 call for it. Apparently, my housing, my landing pad, fell through. So if anybody wants to shack me up for about a week and a half, I'd appreciate it.
Here's what you could do, and there are various different Free State Project Facebook groups out there. I think one of them is like Free State Project Welcome Wagon or Housing. I don't have the links handy, but they're out there. And then there's also the Shire Society Forum at forum.shiresociety.com where you can
send
post
me
requests.
A message. Liberty Phoenix, send me a message. I might know somebody that can put you up.
There you go. Phoenix, thanks for the call tonight. Good luck and drive safe. The toll-free number here is 855-453. Now, I want to make it clear, he just happened to call about that. This isn't like some kind of pledge drive show, and it's not going to become that at any point. It's not going to be like, you know, public radio. When I finally start this pledge thing, it's not like we're going to be sitting here bringing, well, let's bring in Jerry Springer or whoever, and they'll entertain you for a half hour while we take more of your pledging calls. No, we don't do that. This is, you know, not that kind of show. It's not public radio, but it will be something that that will happen at some point, and hopefully sooner rather than later. I just got to get my S together, so to speak. So, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Danica, you had said off the air that you have a freebie story because you were inspired by my story of getting satellite access for free over Africa for nearly 3 years because they basically forgot about me. What was your story?
Yeah, this is kind of a silly story that reminded me of something that happened in college. A friend of my roommate and I decided to go with this really awesome internet and cable TV deal, and I want to say it was like $50 for the two of them combined, then afterwards it was going to increase.
So an introductory offer.
Introductory offer. And so we're like, okay, well, we'll enjoy it. Neither one of us really watched cable TV because we both just love the internet.
Okay.
And we're just going to take it for the trial and then cancel what happened.
Well, so the internet and the TV together would have been cheaper than the internet by itself?
Right,
so
yeah.
One of those things? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we had the deal for a little bit, and then after 3 months, we both just kind of forgot that it was going to increase. So the fourth bill comes in, and it's pretty massive, and I don't remember what exactly the exact amount was, but my roommate was like, no, let's cancel
it. Like $150 bucks or
something
like that.
Yeah, something really
cable's
outrageous.
Not cheap. I mean, if you're getting all the packages and the HBOs and the Showtimes,
yeah.
It's expensive.
Yeah, and it was expensive. This is like 5 years ago, and it's definitely increased since then. So you know, I called the cable company, had them stop it, canceled it out. And our cable never got shut off. Mm-hmm. So for the next, you know, 3-4 years that we were in that apartment, we had free cable TV and never paid for it.
Now, was this back when cable, was the cable in that area digital cable, or was it still the old analog system?
I want to say it was just after the analog, because I remember commercials being on about, call and claim your free digital receiver box.
Huh.
So it was just after all that propaganda.
That's interesting. So how long did you get it free for? The rest of the time you were there?
The rest of the time that we were there. I think we lived in that apartment for like the next 2-3 years before we finally went our separate ways.
I mean, it's not stealing, right?
They're just clueless.
Yeah, their incompetence is your benefit, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
If they turn it off one day, well, whatever. We're not paying for it anyway. Yeah. But, I mean, we would have really dumb TV shows just playing on. I remember waking up and hearing VH1 in the morning, and it's just
personally, I wouldn't want it. I mean, I don't like cable television. I haven't had it ever since I've been out of my parents' house, and I feel like I'm better off for it. The times where I have gone, like I went back to Florida
once. So much stuff is on the internet now. Like everything's getting put on the internet.
I remember sitting in front of the TV at my ex-girlfriend's house in Florida and like trying the DVR out for the very first time in 2012. I'd never tried one before that. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-453.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country.
Yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here to bring up whatever you like. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got to continue the story here, and then we'll continue the story about the cherry factory being raided looking for marijuana. They found it. And when they found it, the man who owned the factory shot himself to death.
And you said this was in New York?
Yes.
I'm surprised they didn't try to arrest his dead body for possessing a firearm.
Brooklyn, actually, is where this was.
Yeah, and so that's New York City.
Yeah, he had a .357, and he took himself out as the government goon squad that had been prowling through his offices for hours, several hours long search, ultimately finding a secret door. They found some suspicious-looking shelving. And then a magnetically operated secret compartment behind it in the wall. Behind that secret compartment, according to NYPost.com, investigators discovered an entrance to a dugout basement filled with three bags of marijuana. They said that as soon as the door was cracked, the aroma was overwhelming. It was a cave like they dug it out on their own. And then some ridiculous law enforcement source says this. This is where we left off in the story. Quote, poor guy. In this day and age, you can do no jail time for marijuana.
Yeah, if you've got, like, you know, a gram.
Yeah, this guy presumably had several pounds in his bags.
How big were these bags?
It's not made clear.
You know, if it's big a quote-unquote overwhelming smell, or, you know, like, I'm imagining 55-gallon bag, you know, like the ones that you put leaves in when you rake your yard.
That's believable to me because you're not going to have a secret wall, a secret magnetic door.
For tiny little baggies.
Small
right.
little bags. Yeah. No, and it's got to be a sizable amount.
Yeah,
but, I
exactly.
mean, doing no jail time for marijuana, I mean, come on.
Yeah, really? I understand that cannabis has been decriminalized in New York State. I get that.
Small amount.
Right. Not hundreds of pounds or dozens of pounds. You're going to go to prison.
Not even a pound.
Right. Even if this guy is completely has no record, he's probably going to go to prison for being caught with this much cannabis. And he knows it, and he knows he's 57, and there's no chance likely that he's going to see the light of day ever again. So he just took his life right there. It's truly a tragic story.
Very
sad. You know, this is a lie that is repeated often by police to politicians.
Mm-hmm. Here in New Hampshire,
we've heard it numerous times in New Hampshire whenever there's a bill to either decriminalize or full out what I call true legalization. Mark Warden, who put forth a bill a couple of years ago, had a bill that would have stricken everything from the statute. Like, marijuana was no longer going to be in the statute.
Yeah, you weren't here when Cantwell and Rich and I had a discussion about that. I really like what Rich had come up with, calling that repeal. The best, most descriptive term for that is repeal of prohibition on cannabis, because that describes striking the statutes. Legalization usually has the connotation of creating a regulatory structure around it. Decriminalization, you could argue, you can't ever go all the way with decriminalization, but true repeal would be the best way to describe that. So that's how I've started to...
Right, and I've described it as I think everything should be as legal as tomatoes.
Right.
And in New Hampshire, the word tomato does not appear anywhere in statute.
So, more here. Go ahead.
Let me finish what I was saying about the state police guy. He's told numerous committees on every kind of bill that there is about cannabis, people aren't in jail for cannabis. And he actually said for simple possession.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously he'll admit that somebody's in there for selling.
Correct.
Or manufacturing. But nobody's in just for possession. But what he fails to mention, other than the fact that people do wind up going to jail for mere possession, is that people are in for violation of probation.
That's true.
That they got the probation for possessing. They violated probation
by possessing.
So, yes, on paper, they're in for violation of probation, but they're in there for possession of cannabis.
It's true. But a lot of times they'll categorize it by saying that, well, no one goes to jail for first-time possession. And that generally is a true statement. Although I would count being booked in a facility where you are held against your will as being in jail. I mean, even though it's not officially jail, if you put me in handcuffs and take me down to the police station.
But even that's not true, because there was the lawyer that got up to testify the last committee we went to that said some of my clients are in for 30 days for their first-time offense.
That's right. Yeah, he cited one judge in particular that was doing that.
Yeah, so that's why that quote just doesn't make any sense. It's like, no, there's still plenty of jail time for marijuana.
It's mostly a true statement, although you can poke holes in it, and it sounds good when it comes from his mouth, because he's a cop, and who disbelieves
right.
the police?
And he's one of these guys that he wants you to think, well, you know, we're using our discretion, we're not really enforcing this, but we can't remove the statute, like, we can't codify that we have to use this kind of discretion.
Let's go to the phones here. Tyke Meissen is on the line listening in California. Tyke Meissen, go ahead.
Yeah, you make fun of guys who smoke marijuana, man. I'll knock you out, man. I'm from New York, man. I'll knock you out, man.
Are you also going to chew my ear?
Yeah, I'll chew you out. Who are you talking to, man?
You can't give him the jokes, Daryl. I mean, it's just a bad crank from Pete in California.
It's so bad that I felt like I had to throw him a joke.
It's so bad. Yeah. It's probably as bad as your jokes, Daryl.
I'm changing my handle from Kris Kringle to something better. I think I'm just, so he won't sue me for copyright violation, I had to invert the words and stuff, but on marijuana.
I don't think you can be sued for copyright violation for using someone's name on the radio.
Something like that, you know, but look, about marijuana, it's idolatry. I'm a fan of the oil and stuff and for a cure and stuff, but it's a cure for virtually any kind of disease, the oil. But
what is idolatry about idolatry, cannabis?
Smoking it is idolatry. It's simply
why?
Getting,
how?
Because it's used to channel. It's used in certain rituals like peyote, and it brings demons into your life. Something to speak.
Is that really right? How
wait
amazing!
Wait a minute. Now you claim to be a Christian, Pete, in California, don't you?
No, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. There's a difference if you look at what the words mean. Yeah, but I'm a spiritual believer in Jesus Christ.
Okay, I thought you've used the term Christian before. I'll go ahead and take that back.
But doesn't
then,
Christian actually mean like a follower of Christ? So therefore, if you believe in Christ,
really.
You are a Christian.
The term Christian actually, I shouldn't label myself it. The term Christian was actually a slang term for people that followed Jesus Christ. The Romans referred to us as little Christ and whatnot, and they didn't, you know, it's a slang term, but yeah, I'm a follower.
What do you call yourself? A follower of Jesus? Is there a better name than that?
A soldier for Christ, disciple
a
for
soldier.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's,
so,
you know.
As somebody who, okay, so do you believe that God created the earth?
Absolutely. I believe he created everything, but there's a specific purpose. Smoking marijuana, when you smoke it, it does, it's like when you steam vegetables, it gets the nutrition out of it. It changes the
chemical composition. What if you eat the marijuana?
If you eat edibles and you are sick and you need the oil and stuff, you know, because you have a condition where it can help that, that's fine. That's medicine.
What
that's
if you want to eat the marijuana, not if you're sick, but just because you want to eat the marijuana because you want to get high? What if then?
What if I want to include it in my curry?
Okay, that become, well, I love Indian food. I'm not going to lie. Tiki masala is good, but no marijuana. You put marijuana, that's when it becomes, unless you're sick, that's idolatry. Okay, maybe I should...
Why is it idolatry? What does that have to do with idols?
What does it have to do with it? It's godless. It's something that...
But it's God's plant. God put
God
it on the earth.
Created.
Is it, hold on, Pete, is it idolatry?
Hi.
Pete, I've got more questions for you. Is it idolatry when the deer in the woods approaches a marijuana plant that has buds on it and the deer eats the marijuana buds? Is that idolatry?
Does the deer have a free will? Does it have a choice?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Prove it. Where? How?
Not every animal is interested in getting high, but sometimes some of them are. And there's a lot of evidence out there that animals want to get high. There's plenty of video online.
The dolphins with the puffer fish.
Yeah, that's a good one. Where the young dolphins in this video, I think it was called Eye in the Pod or Spy in the Pod.
Spy in the Pod.
I don't know if it was BBC.
BBC.
But, yeah. And they actually filmed, thanks by the way, Pete, for the call tonight. They actually recorded dolphins with these really neat kind of undercover cameras. They were disguised as turtles and other little dolphins and things like that. There was a eel or something. Anyway, they had these cameras where it wasn't obvious they were cameras to the dolphins, so they've got to record them doing things they've never seen them do before. And one of them was these dolphins passing around a puffer fish and getting high off of the poison that the puffer fish would put off to defend itself. It was like they were passing a joint around.
Puff,
yeah,
and pass.
Right, 855, 450, free. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time, get a free pound to try out the subscription, cancel anytime, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.